As springtime celebrations unfold across the country, a familiar sight fills parks and backyards, brightly colored eggs cracked open with a burst of confetti. Known as cascarones, these festive eggshells are a staple of Easter and vibrant celebrations in the Southwest. Lucio Vasquez from the Texas Newsroom reports on the origins of the colorful tradition.
Few things are as satisfying as showering an obnoxious layer of confetti over someone's head. Just like hunting for painted eggs, cracking cascarones is a playful staple of Easter festivities for families here in Texas. Cindy Dodds from Dallas has made sure her two boys have had cascarones every year. Last year, her 9-year-old's birthday party became a war zone of confetti.
We had the kids running around in our backyard, hiding and throwing eggs at each other until they were exhausted.
But what is a cascarón? Well, it begins with an empty eggshell.
You wash it clean, let it dry. And then after it's dry, you paint it. You let that dry, you fill it with confetti. And after it's all good and dry, you can crack it over someone's head.
That's Judy Simon, chair of the Cascarones Committee for NIOSA, an annual festival celebrating the cultural legacy of San Antonio, Texas. Her group is affectionately known as the Egg Ladies. They meet every Thursday year-round to create tens of thousands of cascarones.
We always say the more confetti you have in your hair, the more popular you are. And also it wishes people good luck.
While historians aren't sure where cascarones originated, Simon says they're believed to have come from China centuries ago.
And these weren't the kind of cascarones we know today. They were perfume-filled eggs, and they were given as gifts.
Simon says it's believed that Marco Polo himself brought these eggs to Europe, where they became a symbol of celebration among Spaniards. Eventually, cascarones arrived in Mexico, where they took on their modern form, filled with confetti instead of perfume. The tradition then spread into the U.S., where it became a cherished part of celebrations like Easter. It's also become synonymous with Mexican-American celebrations, like the yearly festival Fiesta in San Antonio.
You're having a party, you have cascarones. Easter, you have cascarones. Fiesta, cascarones.
But despite the storied history, the future of cascarones is what we make of it. Cindy Dodds and her family have adopted the tradition as their own. She hopes it'll create lasting memories for her children.
I think it's a bonding moment that they will remember as they get older. And when they're sitting around with their own kids and creating traditions, they'll remember this one and laugh, and maybe they'll do it with their children.
So next time you crack a cascarón, remember, it's more than just confetti. It's history and tradition in your hands. For NPR News, I'm Lucio Vasquez.